Okay, so now we're beginning three topics, which we'll either do in two or two and a half or three shiurim, whatever it is, of whatever we call them, halachic reality, celestial geometry, what we'll see in Rabbeinu Hananel, whatever it is that we want to call it. Right, so far we've established that Erev and all the issues of Rosh Hashanah are built basically around walls. And a wall, a real wall, at least, is the paradigm for what makes a Rosh Hashanah Hayachid. But we have at least three large, and then one even stranger principle, which is Levud, which we're not getting into quite yet, that deals with virtual walls. And that's good Asik, right, where a wall is virtually created vertically, going up, good Achis, going down, and Pitikra, where we create something, either a wall or a door, we'll see, based on the ledge of a roof. So first we're going to take is good asik, right, which is the virtual wall that goes up. Now first, just to figure out right what we're talking about here. So I put two just for fun. This is what as I said, Rav Gedalia Felder opens his discussion. He says Yeshurun about right that Yesh, his line is based on Rabbeinu Hananel, right? Is levar mi mechitzas ela haniros la'inayim lefamim yeshnan mechitzas al yedei haroin v'hu re'iyas halev. Pointing this Rabbeinu Hananel into v'yesh was a hechsher soka savar abay lememar gud asik mechitzta klomar havein bil vavcha ki ilu chatachta v'ha'alisa mechitzos mizeh ha'amud. Right, so we're talking about the case where you build a platform in the middle of a sukkah, attach the walls when the sukkah is too high, and now this lowers the length of the height of the sukkah. He says, imagine in your mind that there are magic walls here, and that is why it is kacher. V'dacha Rava Amar Bina Mechitzas Nikars V'lakan. Rava doesn't like these because he thinks you need real walls.
Not so much real walls as
visible walls, right? The Chacham Shlomo just quotes here the Aruch just because it's not in Bar Ilan. Where he also says that it's right, it's that's in one. V'zeh l'shon a good asik perish havein b'libcha kilo chatachta leitzem mechitzem mizeh amud targum meshuchu v'nagidu v'nir beinai sheish tau sofer sham b'chaserhu v'kach roi lios lishna achrina meshoch v'asik mechitza. So the first, right, it sounds like he has two versions of it. The first one is like Rabbeinu Hananel, that it's imagine that you're cutting out a wall here. And he says it's imagine you're extending a wall. I think that's what he thinks the difference is. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah,
right?
That's interesting.
I think that's what he thinks. But we'll see that's actually important, right? Because one of the questions that we want to deal with, which is why I put it, with Gurasik is, sure, there's this concept of this magic wall, but there's two ways of understanding it, right? Either that it allows us to create a wall, or there's two...
No. All he's doing is he's bothered by the Targum.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, he's bothered because the Targum comes in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Saying Vayimshechu is Unigidu doesn't make sense until you first use the word Meshoch.
Got it.
And then connect that to good.
Got it. Mm. Okay, so I wasn't fully sure what he's doing. That could be what he's doing. But the point will remain that we will have this Machlokas, or at least two types of Godasik, one which will be talk about extending existing walls, and one which will be about creating walls. Now, right. So now let's just go into it, right? And you know, the sources are relatively straightforward as we go through it, and what we're gonna try to understand is first of all the nature of Godasik, and two, why it applies the way it does in Shabbos, in Sukkah, why it doesn't apply in different cases. Okay, so the first source that actually deals with it in three, so the Gemara in Sukkah and the parallel in Erevin, right, Sukkah Vav and Erevin Dalid, says that Mechitzos we learn from Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Then the Gemara challenges it. How could you say that Mechitzas Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? We learn it from actual Psukim, and as the whole drasha of how do we get to 10 from the Aron. So then the Gemara says, okay, well then what did we mean when we said that Mechitzas Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? Mechitza the Amran, we already established this d'oraisa. So Anichal Rabbi Yehuda L'Rameir Ma'ikla Meimar. So the Gemara is, Ki Asai Hilchasa, what aspect of Mechitzas is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai? Look good. The two halachas of good achis and good asik, going up and down, ulevud v'dofen akuma. Right, and levud, the lesson three dvachim is sealed up, and dofen akuma, at least in the case of sukkah, that we can imaginarily, right, tilt the walls in, which doesn't really come up quite as much by Shabbos, but in Sukkah it's very relevant. And Rashi understands it lugud, right? Lehicha ditzarech lemegad. O good achis, o asik, kigon achsad rabika, darbrinin ba tikra, pi tikra yard visosim. So Rashi thinks that all three of these celestial geometry halachic reality cases are all under good. And the way he understands good is stretch or extend the wall to do what it is that it is that is necessary. And note, and this will be important in Pitikra, is that he clearly thinks that Pitikra is also a virtual wall. And we'll see that Tosas is not going to think that. Tosas is going to think that Pitikra is a door. Right? The reason that it works is because it works within Pesach. But Rashi thinks that there are three cases where we extend the wall, these virtual walls, to accomplish what we need. Right? Good Achiz, good Asik, and Pitikra. The Rashash just notes on Rashi, and he says, right, why is it that Rashi, when he's talking about good, right, doesn't add kashale madua lo kashanami halo kaman linyan dofen shlishis desagi betefach? Right, there's another halacha that seems to be dealing with virtual walls in the context at least of Sukkah, if not on Shabbos, which is that the third wall. Right, we need three walls for a second, but the third wall only needs to be a tefach wall. So if once we're talking about all these cases of Alach L'Moshe Misinai, of magic walls, so why doesn't that one come up? So he says, V'nira d'zen nichal gam kein be good. So he said, that's also good, right? So he, namely, d'hainu good amachitza b'mishel le'orech. Because there's another type of good, which is extending, right, along the length, rather than height. In height, vertically, up or down. So the Rashash adds that this halacha of good seems to be a generic law, if he's right, that under certain circumstances, once a wall exists, we can extend it to create a rishos, to create a sukkah, to create whatever it is, beyond where the wall actually is. And that means up, that means down, that means horizontally, that means whatever it is. And he says that's also what's behind the case of the Diyom Din, in other cases of partial walls. So we have this idea, right? This idea of good. Now, when we talk about good, though, right? Like I said, there's two potential uses of good. One is an extension of all, which is what the Rashash is pointing out here, is extension of existing walls. And sometimes we're talking about creating walls when there aren't any. And it's not clear that we actually hold of both of them. So, that actually is a machlokas rishonim, whether in fact we hold of both of them. So if you look in the Gemara in 6, right, so the Gemara in Sukkah, in Sukkah, Tezayin says, a mashal shel defanos milemala limata, if you sort of unroll walls from up to down, for a Sukkah, and gavom and arish losha tvachem psula, if they end up hanging more than three tvachem above the ground, so then they're invalid, milemata limala, if you roll them up, from the floor up, im gavoa asar tvachim, once they hit 10 tvachim, ksheira. Right? The implication is even if they don't hit the schach, right? Obviously, if they hit the schach, then there's no question. You have a 10 tefach wall and hits the schach, that's a sukkah. But even if it doesn't, Rabbi Yosi Yomer Kshem Shalamata Lamala Asar Tvachim, Kach Milamala Lamata Asar Tvachim, he says it's 10 and 10. Both up and down, there can be a gap, right, of 10 going down, and it needs to be 10 tall going up. Ritva says that this is based on good. So in 7 he says milamata limala im gvoz min aretz asara tvachim ksheira. De amrinan good asik mechitz. They said, why is it that the 10 tefach wall of the sukkah that doesn't reach the schach is valid? Because good asik mechitz, because we magically extend the wall. Miu b'mechitza she'ein v'asara la'olam lo amrinan good asik mechitz. But if there is not a 10 tefach wall, so then we don't say good asik. This is also in the Ravya. The Ravya also says that we never say good asik unless you actually have a 10 machitza wall. The Itur says that we don't say it unless you have a 10 tevach wall. Rugdalia Felder claims that there is a Rajba in Sukkah Davdalid that says that this is not the case. But I haven't found it. I don't know what he's talking about. He says it's a machlokas rishonim, but I haven't found any of the rishonim who say the opposite. But the Ritva, and many of these rishonim think that you only say it when there's actual, already a 10 tevach wall, And Rabbi Yosi Yom Hashem Shlamata Lamala Asara Kachla Milamala Lamata Asara Damin Godazach Aches Mechitzta Tzarek Shem Chuvanos Connected the Schach, and obviously in order for it to go up, it has to be under the Schach so it can hit it. Fine. So the Ritva, right here, thinks that this halacha, right, that we use good asik to extend an existing wall, is based on good, and he thinks that since we're the halacha of good fundamentally is extending existing walls, at least this halacha of good is extending existing walls, so then this halacha, at least of good asik, can only apply when you actually have a wall. If you have something that is already ten tefachim, which makes sense, if you're extending a wall, you need a wall. Once you have a wall, you can extend it.
Why do you need to extend this wall?
Because presumably it needs to hit the schach.
Exactly. So it's a law in sukkah.
So it's a law in sukkah, right.
So it doesn't necessarily translate at all to what we're talking about?
It doesn't necessarily, right, translate into, right, meaning the principle of good, right, in sukkah, right, has this aspect of extending a wall, and in sukkah, as we'll see, we don't like good asik normally, but we like this type of good asik, right? And the reason we like this good asik is because this type of good asik, namely not where we're trying to create a wall, but we're trying to extend a wall, makes sense in sukkah, because we just need to attach the wall to the schach, but there is a mechitzah nikeres, which we'll come back to that's necessary in sukkah. I mean, the Ritva thinks that's also based on good, right? So what will come out for the Ritva is that there's the two cases of good, one where we create a wall and one where we extend a wall, one will help by sukkah, because there is a wall, you just need to help it hit the schach, and the other one won't work because you need a mechitza nikeres, right? But the Ritva clearly thinks that both of them are functions of good asik, and there's a secondary necessity by sukkah that you need a mechitza nikeres, which is going to prevent the other halacha of good, of creating walls.
Right.
Now, the Ran doesn't understand it this way. So in source 8, right, the Gemara says, "Hayzigvah me'esrim ama, uvana ba'amot shehu gava asara tefachim." So you have a sukkah which is too tall. It's more than 20 amos. So what do? You build a platform in the middle of the sukkah. V'yish b'hechsher sukkah. It itself is big enough in terms of dimensions to be a sukkah, but it isn't attached to the schach. So savar Abaye le'meimer good asik mechitzta. So Abaye says that works because of good asik. And amr le'rava bina mechitzas and ikaras v'leke. It doesn't work because you need mechitzas and ikaras. Now the Gemara there has two different cases, right? One is where you have like three walls and it's too tall, and then you put the platform like here, the back. Right, so that, the Gemara says, does work, because you have mechitzas and ikaros, it's just that it's too tall, and then all you need to do is raise the floor above a certain port, and that works. But here, you're putting it smack in the middle of the sukkah, so it's not attached to any walls, so you have to rely on the walls of the imaginary walls of the amud itself, right? It's a flat platform, it has no walls, but it theoretically has walls.
Here's your amud.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and theoretically, or this book really, right, theoretically the sides of it are walls, and if you extended them up, so then there would be four walls going to the sukkah. So that Abaye says is good, and Rava says is not good because you need mechitzas and ikaros. The Ran in 9 says, V'garsin etzubi gemara, that ha'isa gavah me'asara me'asram amot, v'ana ba'amot gavah asar tzvachim, uvel hechsher sukkah. Savra Abaye lememr good asik mechitzta, amr le Rava bina mechitzas and ikaros v'leka. Perush, aval gavde l'gavi shabbos amrinan good asik, lo amrin hachi l'gavi sukkah. So he says that even though by Shabbos this would work, right, an amud would in fact be a Rishus HaYachid based on good asik, which again is not obvious and we'll come back to it, but he assumes that the reason an amud in a Rishus HaRabim is a Rishus HaYachid is because it has walls based on good asik. Lo amrin hachi l'gabe sukkah, d'minin b'mechitzas hanikaros ke'ein dira. Because you need visible walls, because it needs to be a house, right? It needs to be a place you live. And it's not like the case of the schach on top of the gazebo, dilashili pirkin, de pitikra, where we rely on pitikra, because chashav mechitzas nikaros tvei mi'amud, and there, even though it's, again, imaginary walls, it's less imaginary, or more visible, or something like that, than amud. The asher de amud kaven dinyan shabbos cholek rishus laatzmo hareyu ki ilu mukaf mechitzos. And on Shabbos, it could be right that since it separates itself from the rishus harabim, it's as if it has walls. Afilu ein mimenel kodelat amos psulah v'lo rinan beidofan akuma. So that's how he, right, understands this. Now the Aruch HaNer just notes, and he says like this, Kvar veti le'el divrei haran. The kasuv, the good asik, lo ne'amar le'inyan sukkah, rak le'inyan Shabbos. The Ran thinks that you never say good asik for even the extending walls for sukkah. Vayin mashik kasuv sham, v'hine ve'emez lo yadati lama tzarech lo markein. The mashin emar hacha hilchasa le'good, hu le'inyan Shabbos levad, arigam le'inyan sukkah tzarech. Be'in defanos magiach l'schach. How can the Ran say you don't apply good at all in the context of Shabbos? We do in the case not of creating walls, but of extending walls. So Shuvra Isi Shagam Bipnei Yeshua Le'el Heir Al Zev Hiniach B'Tzarach Iyon, and the Pnei Yeshua asks the same question. Achen Lefiyani is Daiti Yishlomer Tzvirle De Good Lo Shayach Rak Imel Yidei Good Yaseh Mechitza Avu Be'ein Magiyas L'Schach HaMechitza Lo Tzarech Lo Good Shari Yish La Gova Asara HaTzarech La Umash Armin and Good Osik Kugideisha Schach Yagiela Im Kein Ein Ze Good Osik Bishvil Lasas Mechitza Ela Bishvil Schach. So he says, how do you understand the Ran? So one possibility is to say that he does agree with the Ritva that you can use good to attach the wall to the schach. He just means you can't use good in the case of sukkah to create walls. Oye shlomar didas aran de lo kiritva de lo bina shetigena mechitzas l'schach. Or you say no, there's only one type of good, which is creating walls. And why do we say that a wall that doesn't reach the schach is kosher? Not because of good, but because you don't need the walls to hit the schach at all. It could be that the only time we need the walls to hit the schach, it means, right, this way, right? It means horizontally. We can't have the schach away from the walls. The ain le maiden me mena, but we don't learn from that. You need the schach, right? Meaning, if you have the walls, you have four poles, and you have the schach resting on it, and you have the walls four tvachim away from it, right? Or you have you have a roof that falls in, so you put schach in the middle of the roof, but they're away from the walls. Meaning, there is a halacha that it has to touch this way.
But there, it's not going to meet the wall anyway. It's going to be above the wall.
Correct. Right, he's saying, according to the Ritva, it's as if it reaches the wall because of good usik, right? So
we're imagining two directions.
If it's dofen akuma and it's... If you say dofen, in theory, you could.
I don't know how to do this on here.
Here we're imagining one sukkah, right?
And I have my schach here in the middle of the roof. Mm-hmm. It doesn't reach the wall.
Right.
And the wall doesn't reach it.
Because so that's right, but that's dofen, supports. Right, but that's dofen akuma. Right, where it reaches the wall because of this. Right, if it's close enough, it does this. If not, it's pasul legamre.
But dofen akuma requires that it be in contact with the wall.
Dofen akuma, yeah. Meaning, if it's within a few tefachim, we'll say dofen akuma in that case. And the wall, that's the classic.
The way we put schach on a sukkah, right? So we put 2x4s, and then on top of the 2x4s, we lie mats or individual poles or whatever it is, right? Those mats, those poles, never touch the walls of the sukkah.
Right. So according to the Ritva, that's kosher because of good, right? Because of good asa. According to the way the Aruch HaNer understands the Ran, it's good because there is no such halacha that vertically it needs to hit the schach. It just needs to be parallel to it. Right? Meaning, when it goes over.
Yeah.
Right? If it goes over and doesn't hit the walls, right? It's hanging like three. Right. So according to the Ritva, it would be kosher because of good.
Right. But you're employing two.
If it's in the middle, right. It would be right. But here we're not getting into whether it's in the middle. Right. So Shari Blavach Yeshurim and Mshavin Davir Posel the Emtsa B'Shlosha Schach Posel Lo Posel Barba etc. Okay. So what we have here so far, at least the Aruch HaNer just understands it, is that we said there were two potential understandings or potential applications of good asik. One is to create walls when there aren't any. For example, the case of the Amud Birushas Harabim, right, where there are no walls, but it's 10 tefachim tall, so if I were to imagine it go up, there would be walls around the Amud. The second is to take an existing wall and extend it to literally limshof, right, to just drag it up. The Ritva clearly thinks that both of those halachos are derived from good asek, right? One is to create walls, and the second is to extend walls. And the Ritva thinks that while by sukkah, in the end of the, for Shabbos, we'll hold of both. For sukkah, we'll only hold of the extending, because since by sukkah we need mechitzas hanikaros, we need real walls, right? Not, in other words, mechitzas haniras la'inayim, v'lo mechitzas haniras la'lev, right? We need things that you see, right, that are actually nikar, so then we won't hold of the good asik that creates walls, but we will hold of the good asik that extends walls. In that case, at least, he says that we can only do it if it's a mechitza of asara, because the whole point is we're extending something which is already mechitza, and that's fine. The way the Aruch HaNer understands the Ran is no, is in, at least in the second explanation, is that no, good asik means one thing and one thing only, which is that we can create virtual walls, and because it only means that we're creating virtual walls, that concept only applies to Shabbos and can't apply to sukkah, because sukkah needs more than halachic walls, it needs real walls, right? It needs visible walls. Then how will he explain the fact that we seem to extend the walls of 10 tvachim up to the schach even when it doesn't hit it? By saying that there's no such halacha that it needs to hit the schach, it just needs to be parallel to it, it needs to be under it, but not that it needs to touch it, right? So again, the maskana, what we'll say, is that there's two potential understandings of good. The Ritva thinks both are true, that good can create a wall and extend a wall. Both apply by Shabbos, and by Sukkah, only one applies, only the one which extends the wall, because then you have the added dimension of Mechitza Nikeres. And then I can add my halachic wall to simply attach the wall to the Schach, because I at least have an actual wall to extend. And the Ran, according to the Aruch HaNer, says no. Good, the halacha of good means that I can create virtual walls, and because it's virtual walls, it works for Shabbos, but it doesn't work for Sukkah. Those things that look like good in sukkah or not, right? There's something else entirely. Okay. Now, this assumption, however, right, that by Shabbos, it must be that we apply good asik to create walls, is also not 100% clear, because the assumption of the Aruch HaNer is that how do we know that we hold of this creating wall thing in Shabbos is the case of the Amud, is the case of the platform in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, which we say that even though it has no walls, we halachically consider it a Rishus HaYachid. But, right, it's not obvious that the reason that that's Rishus HaYachid has anything to do with good either. And in this context, we saw already the Ramban, that the Ramban says that a Rishus HaYachid is Ola Adla Rakia only if it has walls, right? Reb Chaim understands that as being a function of good asik, right? And he basically argues as follows, right? That good asik, just like we know by sukkah, will only extend when there's a visible wall. So therefore, even though this platform will be a Rishus HaYachid, right? It won't extend up forever because the ability of a Rishus HaYachid to extend Adla Rakia is predicated on good. And the platform doesn't have good. So what you see, according to him, therefore, is that this platform, right, is not necessarily based on good, because I can create a case where explicitly we don't say good asik, and it's still Rishus HaYachid. Right? Now, we noted that that may not be what the Ramban is about, right? It might be that the Ramban has nothing to do with good asik. It might just be that the Ramban thinks, and this is the formulation of the Rajba, that there's two types of Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid Gamor, Rishus HaYachid She'eino Gamor, and one with walls is just Gamor. It's not about good asik. It's just that it's a more of a Rishus HaYachid, and that's why it's Olul Adla Rakia. Now, if this is the case, right, if it's the case that Ole Adla Rakia is predicated on good asik, but simply defining something as Rishus HaYachid is not predicated on good asik, so then it might be that the Ran's assumption is not correct, because then what is it that makes the wall, the platform of Rishus HaYachid? It could just be that it's not right? Nicha to Rosh Hashanah. It's not Nicha Tashmishte to Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it's just separate, and therefore it's Rosh Hashanah, regardless of the fact that it doesn't have walls. So it could be that even by Shabbos, we don't really have this halacha of good asik in creating walls. We primarily have it in terms of extending walls, right? And therefore, right, the reason that the Rishus HaYachid, the Amud, is Rishus HaYachid is not based on good, and the reason, at least the way Reb Chaim understands the Ramban, that we can't then extend that Amud Ad LaRakia is again because we can't extend it because there's no walls. So even in Shabbos, we have to wonder whether this is in fact true, right? Do we really hold of this notion of good, of creating walls, or is good, right, or is good in Shabbos really about extending walls, really about extending walls? Okay, so then we continue here to the Gemara. Now, a lot of the sort of the discussion here focuses again on trying to work out the halachos of Shabbos with the halachos of Sukkah. So we're going to go through just a bunch of the Gemaras, right, both in Shabbos and in Sukkah, and just see how people deal with the potential differences between them, and why is it that we might find different halachos vis-a-vis good in Sukkah and in Shabbos. So the continuation of that Gemara in Sukkah Dalet, in 12, Tanabon, Nuts, Arba, Kundashen, Vesika, Chalgaban, right, if you have four poles and you put Tzrach on it with no walls, Riyakov, Machshavacham, Poslin, Amar Avuna, Machlokes, Al-Sfasagag, the only machlokes is if you put it on the all the way up to the tip of the roof, Rabbi Yaakov Savar Amrin Gud Asik Mechitzta, because then the will say that right there's Gud Asik Mechitzta, and these poles will create virtual walls going up. Rabbanan Savi Lo Amrin Gud Asik Mechitzta and Soka. Rabbanan think we don't say Gud Asik and Shabbos.
Is it the poles or the walls of the house that you built on top of?
It's the walls of the house. Thank you. I'm still on that one, right? So the case is I have I'm on the roof, and now I put four poles around the corners. Right, exactly, right. On the edge of the roof, right? So Rabbi Yaakov says, we say good asik, and Rabbanan says we don't. So the first day on the Gemara is that this only works on the edge of the house, because on the edge of the house, the walls of the house, we can say good asik on them, right? So there are clearly walls underneath the sukkah, but the sukkah looks like it is wall-less. But in the middle, everyone would agree it's possible because there's no walls whatsoever. Rav Nachman Omer, no. In the middle, they're arguing, is when they're arguing, but not on the edge. So the Gemara says, Ibayilu. So what is the machlokes? Be'emta agag machlokes, what are you saying? Then in the middle, they argue of Al-Svas agag divra hakol ksheira. But on the edge, everyone thinks it's kosher because of good asik mechitzta. Odilma bein bezu machlokes. They're arguing about both. Take so meisvei not arba kundasin baaretz v'sika chalgaban. The same case where we put four poles, but this time on the ground, which is parallel to the case of in the middle of the roof because there's no walls. Shab Yaakov machshir v'chom postlin va'aretz de ke'emta agagdam. He become machshir Rabbi Yaakov. So doesn't that sound like Rabbi Yaakov isn't based on good asik? Like he just thinks you don't need walls, right? Tiyufta deravuna tiyufta veod beemtzehu depligin. And furthermore, we said the machlok is in the middle. Aval svas agad divrei hakol ksheira. Everyone will say it's kosher on the when you can say good. Lema daf tiyufta deravuna betarti. Is almacharav huno pligi beemtza agag vehu adin asvas agag. They're arguing about both. Vahai dekamifligi beemtza agag. So why do they? Or why do we record the machlokas in the middle? The achakochel Rabbi Yaakov dafil beemtza agag nami kash machshir. Tana Rabbanan na arba kundis in varetz v'sika chagaban Rabbi Yaakov Omer Rowan kol shilu yichakeku v'yachok v'yish ben tefach lakan v'tefach lakan nidon mishum tiyomed. We carve it out and we say if I could get a tefach on each side, then it would be a wall. Then lavein mishum tiyomed shayirak v'omer diyom de sukkah tefach homrim atchu shtaim kielchos and shlish shazafil tefach. So the Gemara at this point has this machlokes, whether there is a machlokes at all. The first day on the Gemara is that even on the edge of the wall of the walls of a house, there is a machlokes whether you can apply good to make a sukkah. And later on, the Gemara thinks that no, maybe everyone would agree in that case, good. And only in the middle, Rabbi Yaakov would think that you don't really need walls. At all. So the Ritvan 13 says, what does that mean? Peter Tikasavar Machitza Sukkah Baham Mias Kedin Shabbos. He said, what is really the machlokes? The machlokes is sukkah equivalent to Shabbos or not? If you think that the sukkah on top of the house, which has four good usik walls, is kosher, it's because you think that sukkah is exactly like Shabbos, and in both cases, we apply good usik to allow you to create walls. But amalei Rava, no, be'ina mechitza zinikaros v'leka. Rava says, no, the reason we posel it, even when there's good usik on the edge of the wall, is because sukkah needs more than just a wall, it needs a visible wall. And Peter Shmuri, Natre Rachmana, Mechitzos Hanikaros, Veniros Ima. Mashen Gain Bishabas Lobin Niros Ima. Kolhecha Deniros Vinikaro. Davada Binin Aflin in Shabbos. So he says that from his Rebbe, it's not the question of whether you need walls that are nikar at all. The question is you need walls that are visible with the schach, presumably. Right? In Sukkah you do. And in Shabbos you need them to be somewhat visible. Right, but not necessarily visible where you're standing. They need to be visible somewhere, right? Because the roof case, right? They're visible if you're on the ground. They're just not visible when you're on the roof. Sukkah, you need more than that. You need visible within the sukkah because the sukkah needs a structure. It's not enough that there's a wall, even that somebody could see, right? It needs to be real where you are rather than real somewhere. And what's his proof? Because otherwise, the whole world, what's his proof that even by Shabbos, we have this notion of nikar, that it needs to be somewhat recognizable, because he says that otherwise the whole world would have a wall around it. Because the water is around the world. And therefore you'd say, look, the ocean is around the world, so take the water walls, and the whole world is one big Rosh Hashanah. The Ladina Daraisa, Kol Shemukav Mechitzas, Afil Yosem Vesasayim, Kol Masha Efshar, Afil Ben Yishamayim, Vishalola Dira Klal Rosh Hashanah Gemuri. Because on a Daraisa level, you don't need it to be less than Vesasayim. You don't need it to be, right, Lushem Dira. So therefore, the whole world should, based on good asik, be Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the Ritva quotes his Rebbe as saying that this notion of mechitza nikeres, that we can only extend walls if they at least at some level are visible, is true even for Shabbos. It's just that it's slightly different. Is that Shabbos, it needs to be visible somewhere because it needs to have reality to it, right? It needs to be an extension of a real wall. Sukkah, you need more than that. You need a wall that attaches to the sach, or a wall that you feel like you're contained in, or something like that. Rosh Hashanah is the proper one. Right.
So just take out the yud.
Yeah, I mean, the Mosad Hariv Kook, I think, just took out the yud.
Yeah.
Right? Meaning it only makes sense that way. He says, V'yesha perishu d'had d'amud afilu b'sha omei toch arba amosu v'afilu achi lo amrin dofen. Why did I add dofen akuma? Okay, just skip that. It's dofen akuma. I don't know why they left that in. Okay, 14. The Meiri takes a slightly different approach. And it says, V'yesha olam b'shma mazumi ma'asha amra b'sach ha-shabbos perek ha-zorik shim zorik evan al tel gavoh asar b'shabbos chayivim neshi rishas hayachin. Right, again, he says, how could it be that we don't think an amud has mechitzas, and we've seen this before, and that how can you say that you need mechitzas and ikaros for good? Don't we know that on Shabbos you don't, because an amud or a tail is automatically Rosh Hashanah. I'm a lobe in your mechitzas and ikaros. Vein zu shayla, it's not a question. Shabbazu yet tzarech bala good asik. Az shetitzarech bala mechitzas and ikaros. She'ein atam ela b'pneisha kol shegavo asar b'rachav arba. On Shabbos, it's not about walls, it's about it being separate from Rosh Hashanah. We've seen this in Miri's Shita, and therefore, it's no kasha. It's not that on Shabbos you need good asik, and you need mechitzas in the cars. On Shabbos, you don't need mechitzas at all. But Dina Kershayachin, Apollo mechitzas of Besukal, mechitzas on the Trichen, Vimkain, Hadavar Tsarach, mechitzas Nikarets, of all knots, Ba'arba, Zavios Agag, Shemechias Abais, Mechuvanim Negdam, Gdule. Now he says, Lamaskana, how do we paskin in the Sukkah case? Because as we saw, that the Gemara itself is a machlokes. So, okay, even if you need mechitzas in Nikaros, even if you will need mechitzos in Sukkah. So, do you need mechitzos in Ikaros or not? It's machlokas Rav and Abaye. So, how do we paskin? So, he says, the Gedolei Machabrim, Machshirim, that even on Sukkah, in fact, we do use good. Kedasher Nachman Shemar Shmuel Zu Aval Sfasa Gag Divakol Kshera Shomren Al Mechitzas Achtonz Good Asik Shar Mechitzas Nikarosein V'Yesh Post Lin Shmeach Shar Mechitzas Habayis LeBayos Asuyos V'Enkan Mechitzas Anikaros V'Chein Paskua Gedolei Hadorash Lefaneinu Kedasher Funa Shomar Shaf Bisfasa Gag Mechal Kavalach Gacham. And he notes that amongst the Rishonim there is a Machlokas LaHalacha. What we do by Sukkah, do we say in the end of the day that you need mechitzas and ikaros within the Sukkah itself or not? The Piskei Ari, the Rishon LeZion, Pnei Yeshua, the Rav, all these are going to provide slightly different versions of why it is in the end of the day that by Sukkah it might be different, you need mechitzas and ikaros. So just to look at a few of them, right? The Rid says, right, that again, the machlokas is perish abaya medam mechitza sukkah mechitza shabbos. Right, the reason Abaye thinks is good is because it's like shabbos, and you just skip down to the third line. But why does Rav argue? Rav amar lechalu dami dahasam gabe shabbos lo binen schacha, but sukkah binen schacha v'meina mechitza nikar lo amrim v'gur asik mechitza. I will be shabbos hechi boy laskinu mishum hachi mitalta b'chol atel. Right, he says, why is it that you need mechitzas by sukkah? Not because you need visible walls, as much as you need walls that are attached to the schach. Right, that's why you need them to be visible. 16, the Rishon LeZion says, Perish mechitzas mamish v'lo mitam desover rava good achetz mechitzta amrin good asik lo amrinan shavayo hacha lo mehanu mishum deminin heker mechitzos kidei shetia kedira. He says, what's the machlokes? In Sukkah, there's an added dimension, which is not only does it need to be a wall, it needs to be a dira, a house. And while it might be true that for Rishuyos, we'll deal with imaginary walls, you don't live in imaginary walls, right? You don't say, oh sure, right? It's the old Brisker joke, right? That if you're getting wet when there's less than 3 tvachim, right, in the roof, right? Someone says that he's getting wet and the Brisker yells at him that he's a kofar because he doesn't believe in Levud, right? No? Okay. This is what they tell him. In Gush? Fine. What can you do? But that's the point. That is a house, right? We don't rely on fake walls. That's not how things work. We don't rely on halachic realities. We want real walls. 17, the Pnei Yeshua doesn't like this, and he says, no, I think that Shabbos and Sukkah are actually identical. Right? The Gemara says they're not identical. Lulei de mistafina yanir li devadi hechazot de gorazak afil ba'omad shayach nami linyan sukkah midar raisa v'had gamar rava binyan mechitza nikaros hainu midar abanan kevan de lav. And he just denies it. And he says, no, there's only one standard of walls, Mida Araisa. And therefore, Shabbos, Sukkah, all of them, doesn't matter. We apply the halachas of Gedasik. Why by Sukkah and Mechitza Nikaros? Not because you need to be in a house or it needs to be attached to the schach, but because Dirabanan, we say that it needs to look like a house. But in fact, Araisa, they're identical. Good is this halacha that always, once there is this ability to extend walls or create virtual walls, that is sufficient for all halachic issues. The Rav and the Rishimos gives another formulation. Again, it's almost the same as the Tosas Rids. If you just look at the last two lines, right? Din mechitzas nikaros who tenai bechalos smichos hamechitzas l'schach. Again, the reason is because by Sukkah you need not just walls, but walls that are attached to the schach, right? And she'eno nikaros chatzer hatseiruf bein hamechitzas l'schach upitikra mechevan shamechitzas smuchos l'schach leka psul mechitzas she'enan nikaros. One more, right, from Reb Chaim in 19 and 20. The Rambam paskins that na arba kundasin al arba zovios hagag v'sika chalgava and hol v'sika chasvazagav ksheira. As we saw in the Meiri already, that the Gedolei Haposkim, meaning the Rambam paskins, that in fact the sukkah on the roof without any walls is kosher lahalacha. Roan as mechitzas achtachtonus kiilan hein olos lemala al svas hasikuch. So Reb Chaim in 20 says, "Anira muchach ledazar amvan." So this is just the one I said before, right? He's trying to understand the Rambam. Why is it that the Rambam thinks this is good? So he's building on the Ramban that a Rishus Yachad is not ola adla rakia without walls. So he starts by saying, "Anira muchach ledazar amvan." The mefarish dehada the kaamar rava. Binyan mechitzas anikaros v'leka. Love to have zos hadin besukosh de dafka mechitzas anikaros. The reason that the Ramban says it there, right, he says, That you by the reason that the Ramban says that the Rosh HaYachid doesn't go up to the heaven is not because you need a mechitza nikaras. Ki imduhu din behilchas a degud asik. The law remains good asik, rak mechitza nikaras. Velo ba'amot shein a mechitza shil nikaras bimkomam. Kevin deha atum kulo. Velo rak besukal evadhu din emarzos. Ki im bechom bakom darmin good asik mechitza. Have a dina hachi dehu rak mechitza nikaras. Lufi zen imtze de besugia zu mevor dino sharamban. Dima'abud law remains good asik mechitza. Kevin davin mechitza shein nikaros. Umimela the list begam hachdina de rishos hayachad ol adlarakia. Kevin the ain sham mechitzas lemala. V'hachi medukta kloshen Rambam. Shekazav b'hach da amud. She ain elo mechitzas nikaros. V'nimza al gabi amud tzchach kasher below difanos. V'hainu kamo shekazav du dechivin mechitzas atman shel amud lohavin mechitzas nikaros. Alkoch memela dal gabi amud chaser mechitzas legamrei. So the question Reb Chaim is dealing with, I should have clarified, is why is it if the Rambam applies good asik by sukkah where there's no visible walls on the roof, why doesn't the case of the omud under the schach work? Because shouldn't that work? So he says no, because the difference is that there's alacha and good asik, they need mechitza nikeres, not mechitza nikeres within, right? Mechitza nikeres, like anywhere. An omud is not a wall, right? There are no walls. They're only virtual walls. So you don't, even if you call it a wall, you don't call it a godasik, right? You can't use godasik. A house, those are real walls. All you need to do is extend them, not create them, and therefore it's fine. So the Rambam will say that it's kosher if it's built on top of the roof, but not if it's built on top of an amud. V'hainu k'moshu k'zam dekeim de mechitzas atman al amud lo'avin mechitzas nikaros. K'rochum memela da'al gabe ha'amud chatzar mechitzas legamrei. Kevin lo'a brinim b'hu gur asik. V'zeh shekasev denimtza al gabe amud tzchach kasher b'lo defanos. V'azalomer d'shamme v'chitzaren defanos legamrei. V'lo da'apso al gabe ha'mishim lo'avin mechitzas nikaros. D'vechshir d'suk b'emez lo bin enchal mechitzas nikaros. The maskana therefore would be that it's not that he thinks you need visible walls, because obviously then he would paskin like the Sheet and the Gemara, that passels this. Mm. Why then does he still say there's a difference between amud and the roof? Rak mishum dal gabe amud uchatzar mechitzas ligamrei. There are no walls in the case of the amud, and here there are visible walls, just not visible within the sukkah. Lofiza reinicha das Rambam shepasak divinatz arba kundisin al svas agag v'sika chagabat kosher. Lofi mashins bara remihach the amud muchat the good osik mo gam lechshir the sukkah upsul amud rak mishum delorm bin ben good osik klal v'mkein begag the minkere mechitzas bim koman v'amrin bu good osik. Memela davedino kikasher l'schach al gabon kapazik a ramon kosher is bara. Chen beemes kasher l'omer kain daram yisburg das ramban. But then he backtracks and he says he doesn't like this analysis. So then he says no vanir l'omer das ramban. The sphere like the hadrus is a yachad olu larakia ein zemishum dina de gorasik. So now he says, you know what, I have a different pshat. Maybe the reason that Rosh HaYachid is Olu Lad Darakiyah has nothing to do with good asik. Ki im du have a din b'fnei atzma. The mechitzas ha-techtono sheish ba-atzara godros ha-makom ad-darakiyah moshava l'kulei Rosh HaYachid. That if you have a Rosh HaYachid on the ground, then it goes up forever. And therefore on Shabbos, an amud works because you don't need walls. An amud doesn't work by sukkah, not because there are walls, but there's no gurasik, but because there's no walls. And on Shabbos, you need walls, and on sukkah, you don't. In sukkah, you need walls, and Shabbos, you don't need walls at all. And in Shulchan Aruch, he just quotes both positions, either that it's psula or that it is kasher. And then Mishnah Berurah says in 22, the Aftigalai Shabbos, the Kulei Amrin good osik mechitz, the Gabi sukkah, Sfirla bin mechitzos mamish, Mishim damrin and good. Perush kilu svas kosel bais mamal. Right, what does it mean? It just means that it's if the walls are extended. And lamed aleph osik mechizav daku shol svasa gag mamish. Again, this is only if it's at the walls. Avo rachok mizev. It's too far away. Afilu pachus mishloshet tvachem lormin levud vigud osik. He just adds an important point that even though we have a halacha of levud, once we're applying good, he doesn't think you can apply good and levud. So when we mean the edge of the wall, we mean literally the edge of the wall. In 23. He suggests that even though normally we paskin that we shouldn't use the Rambam sukkah right on the roof, the Prima Gadim says be'ein lo makom acher ein lo lifter asmo af misukah zu below bracha the gemara nisher bezu b'teiku machmasafach machmarina. And he says it's only michumra that we don't paskin that way, and therefore you have no other sukkah than he thinks you could use it. Okay, so just to summarize what we have so far, right? It seems more complicated than it is, but it's right. Once you look back at it, it's not so bad. So, right, we have the pieces of evidence that we have is that on Shabbos in Amud is a Rishus HaYachid. According to most Rishonim, like the Rambam, even in Amud will be Olad LaRakia. According to the Ramban, in Amud is Rishus HaYachid, but will not be Olad LaRakia. By Sukkah, we have a Machlokes, whether you can, we have one Shita, which we totally reject, that you can have a Sukkah al-Gabe Kundasin in the middle of a roof. But there's a Machlokes, both in the Gemara and La Halacha, can you have a Sukkah based on Gud Asik on the edge of a roof? And the question is, how do you work them all together? So, some people think that, in fact, both for Shabbos and for Sukkah, we say good osik for all intents and purposes, at least midaraisa, which is the Pnei Yoshua. That is, no matter what, we always say that you don't need visible walls, good osik provides a wall for all areas of halacha. Others say that no. The reason that Rava and Rov Poskim say that even though good osik works for Shabbos, but it doesn't work for Sukkah, is either because it's a house and therefore it needs real walls, but good osik in fact has walls and therefore for Shabbos that's sufficient, or you need walls, not just walls, but walls that are attached to the schach, and that you don't have. You have the possibility that no, lahalacha, we actually allow you to use good osik even for Sukkah, which is the shita of the Rambam. Then the other question that we dealt with vis-a-vis good osik is, what does good osik really mean? Does it mean that you are creating walls from nothing, or does it mean that you are extending walls? The Ran seems to think that it's only in cases where you're creating walls, right? Such as the Amud, right? He thinks that the Amud B'Shus HaRabim is about creating walls, and it's because he thinks that good is about creating walls and not extending walls, that he applies it only by Shabbos and not by Sukkah, because by Shabbos we allow halachic walls and Sukkah we don't. And the way he extends the case of a 10 tefach wall that doesn't reach the schach is, at least the way the Aruch HaNer understand it, is not based on good. It's based on the halacha that you don't actually need to reach the schach, it just needs to be parallel to it. The Ritva thinks that no, we in fact employ both types of good. There's good which creates walls and good which extends walls. And on Sukkah, for all the reasons that we explained, that it's different from Shabbos, we only apply the extension of walls, but not the creation of walls. Which brings us to the case where this actually comes up in Erevin, which is a very, very, which is only really once, which is the Gemara in 24. Kol gagos yirushos achas. All the roofs in a city are one rishos. As long as they're right, not too far off from each other in terms of right flatness. No, the roofs are separate. Rav amar ein metalpim bo ela ba'arba amos. You can only, therefore, carry on the roofs within arba amos because there's no walls around it, and therefore it is whatever it is. It's a carmelis. Shmuel amar mut el talta b'kulo. Shmuel says no. You can carry in all of the roofs, on the whole roof rather, even though you can't carry from one roof to the other. You can carry within the roof itself. So the Gemara says b'mechitzas ani karat d'kulo yam lo pligi. If there's some element of a wall that's actually visible, so then everyone agrees that you are allowed to carry at least in the whole roof. Keeply give mechitzas shen nikaros. The machlok is when you can't see the wall. Rav amrei metazmo bo ela barba amos. Rav says you only carry within arba amos because lo amar good osik mechitzah, because then you don't say good osik, and therefore the roof has no walls, and therefore it's a carmelis, so you can only carry arba amos. Shmuel amar muter letalta bikulo. You can carry in the whole roof, because the roof has four walls based on good osik. Amar good osik mechitzta. Tanan v'chacham omrim kol echad v'echad rishos le'atzmo. So then the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah, which had said that there was the machlokas when you have all the roofs right together. Do we say that they are separate rishuyos or one big rishos? So the Gemara says bishlam l'shmuel nicha. Shmuel makes sense because what does Shmuel imagine? It says you have all these roofs. On each roof independently, you can carry on the whole thing because there's good osik walls going up from the four walls of the house vertically. But that also separates each roof from the other roofs, right? Because basically what you have is multiple houses, right, with multiple walls around them with no eruv between them. So therefore, each one you can carry in its entirety, but you can carry from one to the other. El Rav Kasha, but according to Rav, why? What is the possible svara for the Chachamim that it's a Rishus Latzmo, right? Either you think that whole thing is a Rishus HaYachid, and you could carry, or you think you can only carry Dalet Amos, but if you're not relying on good, it makes no sense for each house to be its own Rishus, separate from the other ones. What makes it a Rishus, which is also separate from the other ones, is virtual walls. So Amri Bei Rav Mishmei De Rav, Shlo Yitaltal Shtei Amos Begag Zeh, Shtei Amos Begag Zeh. So he says, right, what he's telling you is that, right, what Rav is saying is that, right, in a Hanami, right, you can't, no one thinks that it's Rishus HaYachid, there are no walls. What the Chachamim are just saying is they're adding a Chumra, is that you can't even carry from two Amos of one roof to the two Amos of the other roof, for some sort of Xera or something. I'm not is not entirely clear. But the point is, right, he's saying that, no, in a Hanami, there is no Shita that holds that you're allowed to carry on a whole roof Rishus Bifnei Asmo. He's just saying that from one house to the other, right, it's two separate Rishuyos, and therefore you can't even carry two Amos from one roof to another. Right, it's probably because it's deer underneath, right? Whether, what the status of that, Darabon and Daraisa, whatever. Right. But yeah, there's deer in the house, not on top. So you can't even carry two Amos to two Amos. But you're right, there's nobody who thinks that the whole roof is one Rishus. I have Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ki Avinim, Bebaval, Amarinim, Bei Rav, Mishmei de Rav, Amru Eimet Talim Lo Ela Arba Amos, Vahani de Bei Shmuel Tanu Ein La Ela Gaga, and my Ein La Ela Gaga, and Lav de Sherlet Taltule Bekule. Isn't the implication you can carry on the whole roof? So the Gemara says, maybe that is the implication of the Braisa, Mielima Masnisen, but that's not stronger than our Mishnah. Do Kimne Shalit Taltos, Shte Amos Begagzeh, Shte Amos Begagzeh, Chanami Shte Amos Begagzeh, Shte Amos Begagzeh. So what you have is a machlokas that Shmuel thinks that for the purposes of Eruv, right, for Eruv, Chatzeros at this point, we apply the rules of good to make it that each house, A, is its own Rishus HaYachid, but B, separate from the other Rishus HaYachid. And he applies, even with Mechitza Shein and Ikeres, he applies good Asik to make each roof its own Rishus, which is separate from the other ones. Rav, the Maskan of the Gemara, is that no, is that we don't apply good asig because it's not a visible root, wall, and therefore there is nothing separating between the two of them. There's also no walls allowing you to carry within it, and therefore he asers it entirely, but he even asers carrying from two amos of one to another because presumably there's durin underneath, right? Even though there are in fact no walls on the top. And Rashi just says, right, Mutzal Talta Bukulo, Shemechitzes Amadilas Amata Mina Diurin Amrin Gur Askinu Limala, Vyafridu Menein, Vemechitz and Ikaro, Shaina Bata Michubaren, Vej Avir Beneim, Vemechitzes Abam Nirin La Omdim Alagag, Shemestak Lentachas Raglehem. Right, the reason that he thinks, that Shmuel thinks that these are considered Mechitzes and Ikaros is not because they're visible on top, right, as we've already distinguished. By Sukkah, right, if you're Machmir, it's because you need Mechitzes and Ikaros in the Sukkah. But Shmuel thinks you at least need Mechitzes Nikaros somewhere, right? So they're visible. If you look at the house, you can see them. Just while you're on the roof, you can't see them, but they are visible somewhere. So Kulei Amal Lo Pligi Damrin Be Good Asik Didamu Lo Amad Rishus Arabim Dehevei Rishus Ayachem Mishum Go Asik Meshoch Vahala Ki Pligi B'Shein Mechitzes Nikaros Shagagen Mechubaran Yachan Umechatzen Mechitzes Shebein Adirin Lo Amrin Good Asik Bechi Hay Gavna. So the Gemara says like this, right? That the way Rashi understands it is that everyone agrees that when the walls are not attached, that it's mutter to carry on the entire roof. Even Rav agrees to that, because since you can see the walls from the outside, so there is a wall. The machlokes is, will good asik pierce through the roof, even when nobody can see the walls, because the houses are row houses, right? So the walls are in the middle. Where did I just... Oh, there we go. Right, Tosvos, right, says the same thing, right? Shabbat mechubar nemechitzes abad mekarz kufesh bekontras. The near dehua din emagag bolait chutz lemechitzus. The same problem would not just apply when you have attached houses, but if the roof goes beyond the border of the house. Techashiv nami mechitzus shen nikaros. V'omari degagen shalano shabolton rashen lishes rabim vavidin ki arzilo lepeirs Rashi. Far ki arzilo b'shipua degagen shalano have a karmas lo minkra mechitzta. And therefore, our walls, where our roofs rather, which all go beyond the wall, beyond the walls, are all going to have this problem. Lekel mimer good asik will be tikranami, and that we'll get to. And therefore, in our walls, in our houses, you never have this halacha. So again, the way Rashi and Tosfos both understand this is that when you have houses which are separate from each other, so that everybody thinks that it's a mechitza nikeres for Shabbos purposes, not for Sukkah purposes, you're allowed to carry on the top of the roof. when you have attached houses or you have a roof which goes beyond the wall, so it's not a mechitza nikeres, so then Rav thinks that that means you can't apply good asik, and therefore you can only carry within dalat amos, and Shmuel paskins that no, even there good asik applies even mechitza shen nikeres klal, and therefore even with attached houses, you could in fact have good asik. I'll skip 28. Now 29, right, the Gemara comes up one more time. By Tzuras HaPesach. This is just, okay, I'll just summarize this outside to get to the point here. Actually, no, fine. So that's the halacha, basically, as it is. That we paskin like Rav, that good osik on Shabbos, in order to apply it, you would need mechitza nikaras, at least mibachutz, but our roofs almost never have this. Some do. Povisham, you'll have it. But it very rarely comes up because our roofs are normally slanted. They go beyond it. Therefore, it's not a mechitza nikeres according to everybody. Now, that's in terms of creating walls. But as we noted, there's another possibility, a possible application of good asik, which is not just creating walls, where here we paskin that we can't create walls in Shabbos, again, unless it's mechitza nikeres, and that is attaching existing walls. So that comes up in 29, which is the question of Tzuras HaPesach, where the Gemara says, and then the Gemara has the question, Tzrichen Liga, O Ein Tzrichen Liga, does it have to touch or does it not? And we say that it, right, then the Rav Sheshon, or Tzrichen Liga, then the Gemara brings a whole story. And the Meiri, if you look in 30, notes that the reason this works is because of good asik, that we paskin good asik, not just the creating of walls, but in Shabbos also we apply the attaching walls. The Avnei Nezer from 31 says Yesh lahatir b'zem yishum mitam asik v'inei re'em b'tshuvas mayim hamukim kasev b'hadei eruvinder of Nachman tzirlei tshuras ha'pesach ein tzirach liga v'ilchza kavase hu mitam good asik, and that's how we paskin. K'mochem b'nida nida neima good asik v'imakom ha'shipua m'chove neged achod ad achod ach divrei ha're'em kashem li. So he said this is how the Meiri, and he quotes the mayim hamukim, who says that we apply rule 2 of good asik on Shabbos, that you attach the right, you can extend an existing wall to kasher to be machshir a good a tzuras haPesach, but he thinks it's not true. Ach divrei ra'im kashim le'mehad ma'isi shem gemara ra'im mikipa v'shemen shem yesh bragla asara shichayeves peirush Rashi d'ha yesh ba'asara gova berochav arba v'afilu kol ha'igol stam nisher shem shir pesach kasher alma ein sarach liga d'achshira d'pesach biraglayim hu v'ha'igol mafsik ben tikra aliona le'mezuzos, right? Because there is a case where we machshir the case of the kippa where there's an ark, right, between the Tzuras HaPesach and the Korah. And he says, if that's the case, one of the rules of good asik is that it can't have a wall stopping it, right? And since the kippah here is a you know, roof, which is pasul, and is stopping it, and yet we would say, right, that the eagle, right, isn't necessarily a problem, so it must be that it's not about good. So he thinks that no, again, even here, right, even in Shabbos, the extending wall we don't hold of, just like we saw the Ran by Sukkah, that you don't need it. The Avnei Nezer says the same thing here, that, and therefore he's willing to be more makil and thinks that you're allowed to apply the extension of Tzuras HaPesach even if there's a wall or something blocking it, which according to Meiri you would not be able to do. Just the last application of it, which was the bridges in Manhattan, right? So when they were building it in Manhattan, right, this is one of the issues that came up, is the question they wanted to know was, even if you think that there are water walls that, you know, machshir Manhattan, are the bridges going to be pirtzos in that wall? So some people thought that yes, but there were people who thought that that no, because the water walls would create a wall, right? And therefore, who cares that there's a bridge, right? There's a water wall, and the wall blocks the bridge, so it's not a pirza. But others responded that no, and this is like on Kuf Yud here in the Derivan, in the Tikkun Eruvin in Manhattan. It says im kink sheish gesher munach al gifufa anar elo nikra mechitzos, right? Since we paskin like Rav that you need a mechitza nikeres, and we say that our roofs that go too far are problem, so isn't that the same thing with our bridges? Makom zeh, rei makom hazeh ke'ein lo mechitza ve'vi pirza v'zeh tama iser. Right, so a lot of people said it doesn't work because the bridge will be possible because it's a mechitza shen nikeres. Other people said no, it's kasher because since from the outside or underneath the bridge you can see the walls. Right, the only problem in our Gemara is because nobody could see the walls. Right, and that's not true by the bridge, because if you're under the bridge or you're at the side of the bridge, you in fact see it. So it's mechitza nikeres. Now, fi in his daiti pashta says that that's wrong, because as Tosva says, right, you could, right, even our roofs, which extend a little bit past, no one denies that somebody can see the walls, right, and yet we say it's puzzle, right, because we need not just that it's nikeres from somewhere; it needs to be nikeres from on top. So it seems like that defense of it doesn't work, but basically that same machlokas came up by the bridges, right? Do we apply the water walls? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is the basics of good asik in terms of creating walls, extending walls. In each case, is it good asik or something else? Nafkamin, as if there's a break, what is considered nikeres, not nikeres, why is sukkah different than the Shabbos? Then we'll go to good achis and to pitikra.